It's time to party.
Okay, well, welcome to a special bonus episode of our podcast. We are going to talk about something that we've been planning for a few months now. We're still getting our ducks in a row on it, and we're going to be releasing quite a bit more information, but don't want anybody to be too surprised, even though we announced it Sunday. We are encouraging our GCs, asking them to host block parties.
Need like a...
We need some theme, like some jazzy theme song.
And some whack, whack, whack. And our ducks in a row.
And ducks in a row. Yeah. I heard that one.
And just a cheer. Block party.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Yeah definitely.
The reason we were thinking about this is many times it's hard to look past our own front door. The way our culture pushes us today is, you know, internally, where even when you read these reports of how they build houses now, instead of building porches on the front to see your neighbors, they turn those into internal offices. And so everything in our lives pushes us inward and away from community. And we wanted this to push us outward to see the community around us, whether it's your neighborhood you do the party in or somebody else in your GC you do the party in their neighborhood. It starts to begin to teach us to see outside of ourselves, to learn how to have conversations that aren't awkward, where you're not forcing Jesus into everything, but simply beginning to build relationships and drawing people in. You know, like the Celtic Wave evangelism, right? You go out and they're planting these villages and all these places and inviting people in, and people's lives begin to change before they ever understand the reality of the gospel. But when they do understand the reality of the gospel, it's not that what they're doing just takes on a whole new dimension. It doesn't even at that point change what they're doing, because they're already beginning to live in these certain ways that just seem to make sense. And this is kind of the idea behind it. We want to get together. We want to invite neighbors in. We want to have a lot of laughs and a lot of fun, and whether you have kids or not involved in them, but a way to begin to teach every single person to look out beyond themselves to those that are around us.
So the goal is to get out of the Element property, get groups together, serving one specific neighborhood of your guys' choosing, and to throw just a really great summer bash that begins to building relationships. We want to have each of our GCs back, so we're going to provide lots of different things. We're working on a document that has some ideas, some encouragements, some training opportunities to how to engage, you know, even from ways to promote, including some graphic design support, if that would be helpful, to some money to help fund it and buy meat or whatever.
You can tell we're such carnivores to buy meat.
Meat and nothing else.
The meat fund.
Well, that's usually the most expensive. Loaning out all of the supplies that we have, helping with chairs and tables and stuff. So we're going to have a list of all that coming out in the next week or two. The goal is to really kind of equip and train all of us to go out and see each other's neighborhoods and pray over them. We have new art, thanks to Aaron, on the sidewalls in the sanctuary that has...
I didn't draw anything. I just took pictures.
Some of your neighborhood.
Dude, my kids were so excited about when I showed them the photo. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, really
pretty cool. Drone shots. And then some of your guys' prayers alongside. Goal is to be outward focused and focused on those who live around us. Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, we are also looking as a church to do this thing called Los Alamos Old Days, where on a Sunday morning at the end of September, where in Los Alamos does their old days, that we would go and actually do our Sunday morning service in the park for Los Alamos Old Days.
Yeah, we thought Christmas Eve was a really great, being out in the community was really nice. So we're trying to do that kind of multiple levels here this year. That's our hope and goal.
So this morning, walking around my neighborhood, like I try and do because I sit too much. And I did this a week ago, too. I noticed some of these high schoolers that are walking to wait for the bus. And I didn't know where these people lived. And this guy...
You didn't just like follow them, right?
No. We're crossing.
We're crossing.
I'm not driving. I'm walking. I'm walking. And it's a Delta kid.
Oh,
yeah. He's walking. We're walking on different sides of the road, but I tried to wave, and I don't know because I don't have my glasses on when I'm out there in the morning sometimes. So So I don't know that he recognized me just yet, but I hope to run into him, and I'm praying that as I walk around, that some of these interactions will just lead to opportunities to interact and build friendship, build relationship a little bit deeper, and make invitations. Even in one of the prayers for my own neighborhood, I was like, there, God is answering it right there, just to interact. One of the things that I put on the promotion thoughts, suggestions, somewhat came because I saw Michael and Hillary and their family talking to some of their neighbors over here on the baseball field after dinner one night. They're just kind of chatting it up with some people. I'm like, isn't that great? If we just took walks around the neighborhoods that we live in and actually start up a conversation, not just turn our heads down and walk past people. What kind of amazing opportunities that God might provide through it.
That's an introduction. Over the next couple of weeks, as we continue this podcast, I want to add kind of a bits and pieces each week and continue talking about it. But please be praying about what it would look like for your GC or community or ministry, like the classics, to kind of embody Jesus in a neighborhood or a people group that would be really cool this summer to throw a party, to celebrate, to get to know.
And it doesn't have to be the neighborhood that your notes night typically meets. And if there's another neighborhood that is more conducive to this, do it there. You know, because I'm thinking about ours and where we normally meet at Nick's house. His street's really busy, so you can't really like have a bigger thing in the middle of the street or everybody's going to get run over. But someone like at Jeremy's house, you know, it's a much more conducive side little street in a neighborhood that you could actually do this thing in. So you kind of think of where is it going to work most readily? And then kind of determine that based upon who's in your GC.
But be praying, and we'll have more information in next week or two, and we will help walk this through as we get closer.